Hello, my name is Sonia. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling today to find a testing site near you?
No.
How can I help, ma'am?
I am like 73 years old, and I signed up very quickly after my age group. Was approved to get the shots for this week. And I haven't been called, but I know that there are people that signed up after I did that have been called for appointments. And I didn't know if there was some way to see, like when I was typing in my information, if I mistyped my telephone number or was I just skipped over, or, I mean, I don't even know if I'm on the list.
Did you pre-register on the vaccine appointment line?
I did it the day that it came up on the, you know, that it was approved to give it to the 65 and above group. And I happened to be online about the time it went public. And so I signed up very quickly, and I got an email saying that I was on the list. But I know four people that signed up days after I did, and they already have appointments. And so I didn't know if there was any way, can I check to see, you know, if I'm still on the list?
Okay. There's no way that we could check that information. You said you did it online. We have a vaccine appointment line where we're taking citizens' information and submitting it over for them to be contacted. But there's no way that I could check your registration through the email.
Okay. Well, can I do that then? Just like give my information and see if there is something, you know, does it hurt if I sign up twice?
No, ma'am. You will have to call the vaccine appointment line. I have that phone number for you when you're ready.
Oh, hang on just one second. Okay.
All right. That number is 855 566 5333.
Okay. That's 855-566-5333.
That is correct.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. Hope I was able to help. But if you need more information, you can visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.